One of your first paintings is a self-portrait, and you're very proud of what you're wearing.
The hat is an official school hat. It had four corners. At the top of the head, the seams formed a cross, and a lot of the religious boys would not wear the hat.
And then I see the blue jacket with a very special collar.
Yes, the blue jacket and pencil are the unofficial school uniform. The collar is called a Slovakia collar, named after a Polish poet of the 19th century.
And did you read Slovakia in school?
I read Slovakia. I will learn Slovakia and also Mickiewicz.
And the pants?
The pants were plus fours, gray. Below that, I have knee socks. I have knee socks because my father was in Canada at the time. He sent home clothes parcels. Below that, I wear my favorite boots. They were red ski boots, yellow shoelaces, and brass eyelets, which are always polished, very, very shiny.
Now, I see you're carrying a herring.
Yes, a herring, and the Jewish family was very important.
But why was it important in the diet?
Because you make from one herring, you could feed practically a whole family. I used to go to my grandmother's and buy a herring. The herring had to make sure it was a male herring.
So you had to pick a male herring. Why a male herring?
A male herring because it was about at home. Mother would clean it and wash it, open it up, take out the semen sac and scrape it apart and make a sauce from a little vinegar, sugar, a little bit of water.
Now, hang on. I want to make sure I understand this. She took out the sack of semen, she scraped out the stuff inside,
yes,
and then she mixed that stuff with vinegar,
a little bit of sugar, and a little bit of water. And then everybody had a piece of bread, she dipped in the sauce, everybody got a piece of herring.
Now, this dish, what was it called?
A kratzborscht.
And how would you translate kratzborscht?
The stretch.
A scratch borscht?
Yes.
Why?
Because you stretched apart the semen sack. I also show that I hold the herring with a little piece of newspaper. Newspaper was very, very precious. So my grandmother gave me a little piece of newspaper for a handhold. You see also the herring is dripping brine. Sometimes I used to even take a little lick of the brine.